Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Moore ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate it. Whatever you're up to right now, hope you're having an amazing day. I'm Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help online experts grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people, amplify your impact. And when you do all that, not only do you get to increase your revenue, but you and your audience get to have a better life, right? Because those are the things that are most important. So I'm recording this podcast episode, first podcast episode, from my new office here in San Diego. Now you might be like, Rick, well, wait a minute. Did you just move into a new office in March? So March 1st? Yes, I did. And I have actually moved out of that office and into a different office. Nothing bad happened. I just got to a point where I just realized that I didn't need that much space that I had. It was an awesome office. Great location, you know, lots going on around it. But I also never really felt super settled in the office. It's pretty big office, like 1500 square feet. And I just kind of realized that I didn't need that much space. And it just kind of ate at me for a long time. And so I found another office much closer to home. And that is just better size wise for me. Because I've tried all the co-working spaces here in San Diego, well, most of them here in San Diego. And, you know, I just, you know, I like the community, but there was nothing that, no office space that I really truly loved and felt inspired to work in. And from a cost perspective, they're really expensive. I think they're pretty expensive here in San Diego. And so I don't know, just a new office came available, and you know, from an expense standpoint, it made a lot of sense. Better, I feel great in the office. It's a lot closer to home. And that's super important to me because I get to spend more time during the day with my daughter Maya. And that's huge, huge plus. And so anyway, first episode that I'm recording here, first week of June. Can't believe it's June already. But first episode here in June that I'm recording from the new office. So I have actually, by the way, I've shown pictures of it, shown video of it on Instagram. So if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you do that to get the behind the scenes of Team Mulready here. At Rick Mulready is my Instagram. Also, if you're not already, make sure to hit the subscribe button in your podcast app so that you don't miss any of the two weekly episodes that I put out for you here on the show on Wednesday, just like this one, and on Fridays. And so thank you so much, my friend, for subscribing. So when I start talking about different elements of building a successful online business that impacts a lot of people, right? Because when we have a bigger impact, our revenue is going to grow as a result. And so when I start talking about different elements that are outside of the Facebook and Instagram ad strategies, I have heard from people, hold up, Mulready. Aren't you just the Facebook ads guy? Aren't you just the Facebook ads guy? I hear this quite a bit. And yes, I am pretty well known for Facebook and Instagram ads. The thing that's easy to overlook, though, is that it took way more than just ads for me to build a seven-figure thriving online business. And I was able to do that very, very thankfully in just 4 years. It took things like building a team, positioning myself as an expert, creating and launching courses, memberships, and in-person events. It took, oh my God, mastering my mindset. This is something that I'm always working on. So mastering my mindset, time management, and fulfillment on the things that you are selling. So skills and fulfillment. It has taken becoming an actual CEO of my business. And what does that mean? What does that look like? I mean, I could go on here. Most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. And this is something that I've been watching and noticing for a while now. But to create sustainable growth for your online business where you're having a big impact in a scalable way, it takes a more holistic strategy than just ads. Okay. So what I want you to start thinking about, if you're not already, is that yes, ads are important, but they're just one piece of the puzzle to building an online business that has massive impact and as a result, big revenue. Okay. Like I said, Facebook and Instagram ads are absolutely a critical piece to quickly scaling leads and sales. And of course, I can help you scale your ads and improve your results with those ads. But what I also want for you and what I want to help you with is creating a truly impactful, scalable, and your ideal online business, whatever that looks like for you. And so because of that, today I want to share with you seven lessons that I've learned on the way to seven figures. And the great thing is that these lessons I've learned are totally applicable to getting your business to six figures as well. So regardless of where you're at in your business, these lessons are going to be super helpful for you. Okay, so let's jump right in. Here are the seven lessons that helped me scale my business to seven figures. And that first lesson, lesson number one, is the quicker that you can find a mentor, the better. A year into building my business, and I finally realized, actually it was about a year and a half, I finally realized that I could not do this alone. And so I did what I needed to do. I found someone to teach me. I found a coach. I found a mentor, someone who had gone before me and achieved what I wanted to build in my business, someone who had the type of lifestyle that I wanted. And I'll never forget this. It cost me $10,000, okay, to do the coaching because the coach that I hired was James Wedmore. And James didn't really want to work with me at first. And I hounded him for 6 months, literally for 6 months. And it was a big time check for me because I had a savings when I left my corporate job. And I was burning through that savings really quickly. And I was coming down to the decision of, holy cow, I either make this work or I'm going back to the corporate world. Now, there's nothing wrong with the corporate world, obviously, but I just didn't want to. That was not something that I really wanted to do. I didn't want to go back to the corporate world. And so I remember, I'll never forget this. I was living in LA and I was driving down to Laguna Beach and I stopped at the bank to get a cashier's check. No idea why I got a cashier's check, but I think James was nervous, like for me writing a personal check of $10,000. And so I got a cashier's check and it was one of the scariest things that I've ever done. And my coach, he knew it. And what he did was he posted it up on the cork board. So in his office, I sat down and he ended up posting on the cork board right behind him. And so when I was facing him in the office, in his office, I was seeing the check up on the cork board right over his shoulder. And so I just stared at it for our entire first meeting. I was like, holy cow, what have I just done? Well, that investment has paid for itself at least 100 times over, whatever the math is there. It's way more than paid for itself. And it was easily the best thing that I did for my business right off the bat. It wasn't the right time, because it's never the right time to make an investment like that. For most people, it wasn't easy. It absolutely was not easy. But it's the one thing that all successful business owners have in common, and that is a mentor to turn to for support, accountability, and proven strategies. Okay. This is what separates the big leagues, as I like to say, from the rookies as entrepreneurs, as you build your online business. Okay. So lesson number one, the quicker that you can find a mentor and a coach, the better. Lesson number two is be the dumbest person in the room. And I'm not trying to put anybody down. Just hear me out here. Okay. So you're smart, but that's the problem, right? I'm just kidding. That's a good thing, or else that you wouldn't be building your business here. But what I'm trying to say here is it's vital. It is vital to surround yourself with people who know more than you, okay? Who walk the talk and have been around they've been around the block, if you will, in building their business. This is how you grow from being a smart entrepreneur to strategic. Because if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. I want to encourage you to find people who are ahead of where you are and who are already doing the things that you strive to do. And that's where you spend your time, right? So I used to play a lot of ice hockey when I was in LA and when I lived in Virginia. I really haven't played much in San Diego for a variety of different reasons. But, you know, when I was in Virginia, I took power skating classes because it was something I just loved doing. I mean, I love playing hockey. And I was in a couple of different leagues and I was a pretty good skater. Having grown up in New Hampshire, I played a lot of pond hockey and stuff like that. So I was a good skater, but I wanted to learn, to continue to learn, to be better. And so I hired a coach and she was a power skating coach. And man, she was an amazing skater. And so she's obviously way ahead of where I was as a skater, right? And so I'm not going to hire somebody who's a worse skater than me, or maybe like the same as me. I want to hire and hang out with people who are ahead of me, right? And this, you know, I talked about in lesson one, like to be hiring a coach. Well, where I'm talking about here more so is make sure that you're hanging out and surrounding yourself with people who are smarter than you and they're ahead of you. Because if you're surrounding yourself with people who are, you know, just your equal from a business standpoint or not as far along as you, that is not going to benefit you to growing your business as quickly as possible. Surround yourself with people who are ahead of you. Okay. All right. That's lesson number two. Lesson number three is your mindset. And that's resetting your mindset. And so I want to start this lesson off here by recommending that you remove the following three subconscious beliefs from your brain. Okay. Number one, more hustle does not mean more success. You may have heard this, you know, along the way here. We've talked about it on the podcast here with Jim Fortin a couple different times when he's been a guest here on the show. More hustle does not mean more success. Now, what I'm not saying here is don't work hard. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying here is this whole message of you got to work 18 hours a day in order to be successful is just simply not true, because look at how many examples of people out there who are actually doing that who don't have a successful business. So it's simply not true. And I've learned that over the years. Okay. More hustle does not mean more success, because I've had some of my most, another example is I've had some of my most profitable months in my business when I've done nothing. Case in point is December 2018, when my daughter was born. I didn't work at all in December. And I had one of the best months I had of 2018. So more hustle does not mean more success. Okay. The second one is more time does not equal more money. And this is similar to the more hustle, more success. So just because you're spending more time on something doesn't mean you're going to make more money from it. Okay. Think about that. The fact that you're thinking that you have to spend more time on something because as a result, you're going to make more money is just simply not true. And I've learned this. This has taken me, these two things, the hustle and the success and the more time and more money, you know, these two things, these two concepts have taken me a while to understand that they're simply not true. Okay. The third, and think about that in your own business, right? Are there times where, before I move on to the third thing here, are there times in your business that, and I know there are, where you don't spend a whole lot of time on doing something and you make a lot of revenue from it? Whereas if you spend, if you think you spent, yeah, I need to spend a lot of time on something in order to make a lot of money, it's not necessarily the case. Okay. So the third part of this, the third belief that I want to break that I hear from a lot of people, and I've learned this the hard way, it's taken me a while to learn this, is that the less structure that you have in your schedule means the more freedom that you have in your schedule. That is simply not true. It's actually the other way around. The more structure that you have in your schedule, the more freedom that you're going to have. And this is something that I talked about. I don't remember the podcast or the episode number, but with Craig Ballantyne, when I had him back on the podcast here, we talked about how he's killing it with Instagram story ads and how he's selling his high ticket workshops. And we also talked about, you know, this whole concept of structure and freedom and so forth. The more structure you have in your calendar, the more freedom that you're going to have. It's counterintuitive to what we think. We think that, holy cow, I have all the time in the world. I have an open schedule now. Well, you're just going to fill that time with something. And it actually is the reverse. When you're less structured in your day, the less freedom that you actually have. If you don't create your schedule in a way that's structured, try this and see how much more freedom you actually have as a result of being more structured in your calendar. Okay. This is something, again, that's taken me a long time to understand, but it's so true. I didn't want to understand it. I kept hearing about this over the years, but this was something I didn't want to believe. And I was like, no way, I don't want to fill my calendar up. I left the corporate world to create my own schedule and have more time, freedom, and all this other stuff. Well, my friends, the more structure you have in your day-to-day, the more freedom that you will have. Try that out, okay? You can spend, because of these beliefs that we're talking about here, you can spend less time on your laptop and actually end up making more money. You can push less and have even greater success, okay? You can get support. You can build a team and outsource what doesn't light you up without drowning in overhead in your business. This is all about mindset, my friends. So give yourself a break on this, okay? For the first quarter of your life, right, you were taught how to be the perfect, quote unquote, 9-to-5er. And it takes time to reset that mindset. That's what I grew up with. I grew up in a middle-class family in New Hampshire. My dad was an auto mechanic. And for the first, I don't remember when my mom shifted, but when I was a kid, my mom was a pediatric nurse. And then she became a librarian, a children's librarian. And so all I do was, you know, with my dad, it was shift work. So I think he was like, he usually did like second shift, like 3-to-11. But it was all I do was that, you know, that set period of time. And so it took me, and then, you know, and that's what we're taught in college and all this stuff. And it took me a long time to reset my mindset. Okay. And so I want to really encourage you that this right here, the mindset part, is the foundation of a successful online business that is going to allow you to grow and scale and have a bigger impact. You know, as my friend Jim Fortin would say, the only way to get from point A to point B is to be the person who's already at point B. And I've had Jim on the podcast here a couple different times. Do a search on Jim Fortin in the show here. My buddy, the dude's amazing. So that is the third lesson. And that's a really big one, the mindset part. Okay, lesson number four. And this is a big one too. They're all big. You know, I put these together. Lesson number four is, do not wait until everything is perfect to move forward. All right. I'm going to repeat that again. Don't wait until everything is perfect to move forward in your business. Yes, I said that. Most people think they need to have the perfect website, that in order to sell my course, I need to actually create the course first. A lot of people think like, oh, I have to have written a ton of blog posts on my website before I can market my business. Well, these are complete and utter myths. Okay. I started running Facebook ads long before I had a decent website. It was awful. My website was terrible. I had like 800 people on an email list and hardly any of them were for Facebook ads. I had very little budget because I had just hired my coach and I spent a lot of money on that. And I was also burning through a lot of money in my savings. So January of 2014, I'm like, all right, game on here. I'm going to run Facebook ads because that was my thing. That's what I started out with because that's where I built the business on and my knowledge. Well, I sold my first course before I even created it. And this, you know, taking imperfect action, if you will, is what helped me scale to six figures in the first year. And then quadrupling that in the second year and then exponential growth, I think, in my mind, was awesome. And, you know, within the first 4 years. Okay. So if you want to grow fast, start running your ads and marketing your business and services long before you've got everything figured out. Don't wait until everything is perfect. You know, the best website or, you know, I got to have branding done and all this other stuff. All you need is a basic website. You know, I know people who are doing it with just like a 3-page website that they've built in Kajabi or something like that. A basic website, you need an email marketing software. You need a lead magnet, right? And you need a validated offer. That's the thing. Before you go spending time creating an online course, and I hear this is a big thing that I see from a lot of my students, is they come to me with, you know, when they're early in their business, they've spent all this time creating their online course and they haven't even validated yet. They don't have any buyers yet. Sell the course first, validate your offer. If you've not sold anything and you're very early on in your business, you got to validate what your offer is as quickly as possible. Okay. But when you do that, then you can go through and do these things. You don't need a fancy website. I mean, I went for the first 4.5 years of my business. I didn't do a new website until the middle of 2018. So I'd been in business for 4.5 years and I had the worst website in the world. It was awful. You don't need a fancy website. And I still know people who are 8-figure business owners and their website is terrible. It's like embarrassing, but hey, it's just a perfect example of you don't need, you know, a fancy website. You need a basic presence, right? You need some sort of basic website. You need email marketing software. You need a way to be able to generate leads, lead generation, and you got to validate your offer, make sales, prove that people want your offer. Okay. So do not wait until everything is perfect to move forward in your business. That's lesson number four. Lesson number five is to create a content engine that is going to continuously fuel your growth. Okay. Now, as I mentioned, I firmly believe, and this is exactly how I built my business, is Facebook and Instagram ads are the fastest and the easiest way to scale your business. Okay. Once you start getting that down, I do 100% recommend that you get some sort of regular content, whether that is, you know, like videos or blog posts or for me, it's been podcasting. And I love this, you know, I love podcasting. I love the, you know, being able to show up for you each and every week through speaking to you like this or sharing stories or having guests on. And this is exactly how I've pretty much always served my audience. I started my first podcast. I started that, I want to say, in the middle of 2013, or like early, like 6 years ago, was Inside Social Media. And that wasn't like, that was before podcasts were even a thing, right? Yeah, they were a thing, but not like they are now. That was very early in the game. And I had no idea what it was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing on here. But that was the best thing that I did for my, I wouldn't even call it a business back then, because it wasn't even any shell of what it became in 2014. I wasn't even teaching. I didn't even have a program at that point. So anyway, I had a podcast and I just love the medium of podcasting. And so this is how I show up for you each and every week, bringing what I hope is valuable free content to you. And like I said, for you, it might be videos. It might be blog posts. But remember, it's the message and showing up on a consistent basis week in and week out that's most important, not necessarily the medium. It's what lights you up. What do you love to do? What, you know, I have a hard time being in front of the camera. Like, I warm up to it, but I don't love it, right? Which is weird, because I love being on stage and speaking to thousands of people. But, you know, I don't know. Like, it's something that I do want to do more of. But, you know, podcasting is the thing that really, really lights me up. So I go, you know, I've gravitated towards this. And so find, number one, hone your message. And number two, find the medium that works for you and show up consistently. Okay. You wouldn't believe the number of people who invest in my programs and tell me that I've been listening to your podcast for years, Rick. This, having that consistent and compelling content, this is your long game strategy for lasting success and big impact in conjunction with your ad strategy. Okay. So that's lesson number five. Lesson number six is what I like to say, climbing the value ladder. Because, and this has taken me a long time to really learn and really, what's the word I'm looking for? Embrace in my business. And that's remembering that your audience likely is not one size fits all, right? We have to remember that the people that we are serving are all at different places in our buyer's journey. And that's, I mean, number one, right, with this lesson here, if you don't understand what your buyer's journey is, you need to understand that. Because to grow your business fast, you need to know where your audience is at and what solutions that you're able to offer them based on where they're at in their journey. And usually this means having a few different offers at different price points. Not always. I'm a big fan of simplifying, right? But when you create a value ladder for your offers, you're going to maximize your ability to make an impact and increase your revenue while doing that. So really understand the buyer's journey. What do you want your business to look like? What do you want to create in your business? Do you want to just be coaching? Do you want to have online programs? Do you want to have a membership? Do you want to have live events? Do you want to do one-on-one? Whatever it is that you want to do in your business, you've got to understand where people are at in your audience and serve them accordingly, while also ensuring that it makes sense for what you want to be creating in your business. This is something that I had a hard time with. For the first several years, it was like, boom, game on, let's grow this thing. And we did. But it took me a while to really understand where people were at in the journey and where that fit into how I wanted to serve my community. And when I did, things became so much simpler. And the simpler, you know, and that's the other big thing here too, is that, you know, there is a thought with so many people out there that the more offers I have, the more complex that I can, the more things that I can give to and offer my audience and customers, the better. When in fact, the simpler that you can make your offers and understand their real pain points and where they're at in the journey, that is when your revenue is going to increase. Okay, so that's lesson number six. Climb that value ladder. Understand that just the customer journey and create a value ladder for your offers. Okay, lesson number seven. I want to encourage you to be obsessively curious about your ideal customers. Okay. And then quick story on this one here. It took me a long time to figure this seemingly basic lesson out. Okay. It was a year and a half before I started getting on the phone with my ideal customers and learning more about who they are, what they're struggling with, and what they wish existed as far as solutions go. I'll never forget this. It was the fall of 2015. So I'd been in business for a year and a half because my business started in January of 2014. I was sitting in a Starbucks in Carlsbad up in North County here in San Diego. And I was jumping on Skype I had selected, you know, people who I considered were my ideal customers, like four or five of my customers. And I asked them if they'd be willing to hop on Skype with me. And they were all like, yeah, for sure. Let's do it. And holy cow, the information and intel that I gleaned from those conversations was mind-blowing. I will never forget when I hung up with those calls, I was like kicking myself for not starting that sooner. And I just asked them a few simple questions and, you know, things like, what are they struggling with? Why did they buy from me? What are they looking to accomplish? What are their challenges in their life? What keeps them up at night? You know, what would it mean to achieve whatever, you know, overcome whatever their challenge was? And the insights that I gained from asking these questions here absolutely took things to the next level for me, because I was able to use this information. I was able to use their words in my ads, in my emails, in my copy, in my offers that I was making everywhere. And if you're not already talking to your ideal customers, whether it's on Skype, whether it's sitting down for coffee, whether it's at conferences or over the phone or whatever it is, do it. Stop. As soon as you're done with this episode, go set up some calls with your ideal customers. Because everyone always wants to know, as an example, everyone always wants to know, like, well, Rick, how do I write copy for my ads? Have conversations with your ideal customers. And if you don't have ideal customers yet, have conversations with your ideal audience. Go hang out in Facebook groups where your ideal audience is hanging out and look at the types of things that are being shared by them. That is the language that you're using in your ad copy, in your emails, in your offers, everywhere. And so when you have these conversations with your ideal customers, this is going to be a game changer for your business. And like I said, it took me a year and a half to do it. I have no idea why, but that's a lesson I've never forgotten. And by the way, just because you have this conversation once doesn't mean you're done. Like, this is something that continues. This is something that you never want to rest on, like, oh, I understand my target customers. Always be having these conversations as much as possible, okay? So that you can continuously keep gleaning this insight and information from them. Because not only, again, do you make better connections with your ideal customers, but you learn all these things that you can use and their language that you can use in marketing and positioning your business. Okay. So my friend, there are the seven lessons that I learned on my way to seven figures. When I was actually brainstorming these lessons, I actually came up with 11. So I came up with four more in addition to these seven lessons. And I was trying to narrow it down to seven. And I was like, no, like these additional four lessons, I thought they were too important not to share with you. So I'm going, in the essence of time here, and not go too long on this episode, I'm going to share those four additional lessons with you coming up here on the podcast. Okay. So in all, there'll be 11 lessons, but today these are the main seven lessons that I have learned, and it took me a while to learn these seven lessons on my way to seven figures in the business. And I am so incredibly grateful and thankful that we have been able to build the business to where it is today, and also where I'm positioning it to have an even bigger impact going forward. So excited about this. So again, maybe you're not at seven, maybe you're not, you know, getting close to that seven figure mark. Like I said in the very beginning, the cool thing about these lessons here is that these are 100% applicable to get you to six figures as well. All of these lessons here are completely applicable. And if you're not quite, you know, if you're just getting in the five figure, again, all applicable lessons here, like we talk about here. So, and in addition, these are all lessons and principles that we go deep on in my 6-month accelerator mastermind. So everything I've just shared with you, and yes, of course, on ads too, these are all things that we go much deeper on inside my 6-month accelerator mastermind. Because the greatest lessons of all of this, when it comes to growing a 6 or 7 figure business, is this, is that it's all connected. As I talked about at the very beginning of this episode, you know, when we start looking at ads in a vacuum, that's where we're going to run into problems. Again, they are a critical piece and should 100% be part of growing and scaling your business quickly. But there's a lot of different elements that you've got to be aware of and that can help you grow your business more quickly so that you can have a bigger impact. If you're an online expert, so if you're a coach, you're a course creator, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, maybe you've got a membership program, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success, but you're spinning your wheels now to get to that next level, you very likely don't need another course or to read more books, right? What you need is a cohesive growth strategy. And that's really key here. And that's a strategy that combines things like visibility and building your authority and your mindset. And yes, paid ads and organic strategies like we talked about today. You need scalable offers. You need to know how to do launches, build a team, create content, learn how to better serve your customers, how to become the CEO of your business. That's one of the biggest transitions that I've had to make, and not had to make, but that I've wanted to make in the business. And on top of those things, to help you with all that, like we talked about today, you need coaching and accountability, community and support. So again, if you're an online expert and you're at a place in your business where, you know, your days are getting eaten up with busy work and you can't see the forest from the trees, or maybe you're trying to do all the things in your business, and I'm laughing because I've been there, and you're trying to do all the things and you're just burning out and you're like, holy cow, how am I going to grow this even more without, you know, more of me, because I've got no more of me to give, right? If you're in a place in your business where you dream of having a team that's got your back, that excels in the areas that you don't excel in your business, and is as committed to growing your business as you are. If you are looking for answers on Google and you're not finding those answers, like what's the best launch strategy for this new program that I have? Or how can I get my, you know, Facebook and Instagram ad costs down and my return on investment up? Or who should I be hiring to help build my empire, my business? Or if you're subconsciously sabotaging your own success because your mindset hasn't caught up to your reality in your business, this is a huge thing. If you're nodding your head right now as you're listening to this, then I want to help you. Because in the same way that having a coach helped me grow my business to 7 figures, it's my turn to give that gift to others. That's why this is so important to me. And so again, if you're an online expert and you're ready to create and implement a big picture vision for your business, then I want to invite you to see if my 6-month accelerator mastermind is for you. So you can apply and schedule your free strategy session with me, with yours truly, to find out if you might be a fit for my accelerator mastermind. And again, this is a 6-month mastermind. It kicks off in July 2019 and goes till the end of 2019, so in December. And so to learn more and apply, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, that's rickmulready.com/accelerator. ACCELERATOR. All right, my friends, if you know someone that you think would find value in today's episode, in these seven lessons in growing your business, please consider sharing it with them, because the more people that we're helping with this message, the better. And also, if you've not already, make sure that you subscribe to the show here, as I have new episodes just like this one every Wednesday, as well as my quick tip episodes here on the podcast every Friday. And many of the episodes have time-sensitive, helpful information in there for you. So by subscribing, you'll ensure that you're not missing a beat here on the podcast. And as I just mentioned, coming up next here in the podcast, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way. So until then, and as always, my friends, thank you so much for listening to the podcast here today. Keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working, right? I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.